Okay, today our topic is different approach to relieve suffering. In this short talk, I will share my views how materialism and religions try to relieve human sufferings in contrast with Buddhist teachings. What is the materialistic approach to human suffering? Materialism approach to relieve human sufferings in two ways. In one hand, it offers solutions to human problems and so that they can relieve suffering. On the other hand, materialism also provides favorable and pleasurable conditions to maximize sense gratification, sense pleasure. In that way, they also provide way out of suffering. With these two, they try to tackle the problem of suffering. Every living being tries to avoid suffering and live with ease. As a species, our struggle to avoid suffering and live with ease gave birth to evolution of modern political, economic, social, scientific and technological advancements, developments. For example, under extreme weather conditions like winter, in freezing winter, it was very difficult for us to live. It is suffering. Eventually, when we managed to discover or create heaters, and we overcame that suffering. Under hot weather conditions in deserts, when it is very hot, we use aircons to relieve physical suffering. Our washing machines can wash our clothes. So when we invent electricity, gas, and many other machines, these machines help us to relieve physical human suffering. Industrial revolution made it possible for us to enjoy a lot of commodities. Mass productions came into existence, and we enjoyed and overcame physical suffering. Green Revolution made it possible to grow our veggies and grow our fruits, and we could provide foods to many millions of people. So in that way, we also reduce suffering. Modern medical science, in fact, do wonders. We managed to cure many diseases. And today, human beings are using artificial intelligence, robotic surgeries, and 3D printers, all these technologies to cure diseases. And it's tempted the base therapy and especially the targeted cancer therapy, such kind of the treatments being invented and used. So here through these, we are trying to reduce human suffering. Transportations and telecommunications reduce human suffering. This is material approach. We can transport things fast and easier by sea, by land, or by air. We can communicate with each other easily. The world has become smaller, and we have overcome time and space. So in this way, one aspect of the material development is reducing human sufferings by finding the solutions. On the other hand, we also provide the entertainment. Today, we have a lot of ways to gratify our sense faculties. There are many ways to satisfy our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. Cinema, TVs, dramas, mobile phones, internet, and many other ways, games and so on and so forth, nightclubs, pubs, karaoke. So there are many other ways that we have found, we have invented, we have discovered to gratify sense pleasure, intensify our pleasure. So at this stage, I would like to ask the question, are we really happy? Have we overcome human sufferings through material approach to relieve it? If material approach alone can reduce the human suffering and overcome it, then those people who achieved great wealth, power, popularity, those who achieved everything in their lives, in material sense, they should be extremely happy and joyful. But we can see these people who achieved such glory, such powers, and such wealth, they still undergo stress, tension, agony. Some of these people even commit suicide. And they are still subject to old age, sickness, death, separation. So the material approach to relieve human suffering is not the ultimate solution to the problem. So what is the Buddhist view, Buddhist attitudes towards material approach to relieve human suffering? First of all, outwardly, I should say Buddhism encourages material development. Buddhism accepts the fact that through material development, we can reduce human suffering to an extent. In fact, Buddha encourages material development. He talks about economic development, people-friendly governments, social stability, gender equality, and human rights, and how we can achieve these material developments are explained by the Buddha in many discourses, but under one condition. These material developments are to be achieved in a peaceful way, non-violent way, without damaging and harming excessively to our environment and planet and the other living beings. We need to achieve material developments moderately, with understanding. We need to coexist with the rest of the living beings and flora and fauna. Then we can reduce human sufferings to some extent. But Buddhism does not accept the fact that the material approach alone can overcome human suffering because of few reasons. Firstly, materialism tries to overcome sufferings by changing the external world, physical world. But the physical world is always subject to change. Sabbe sankhara anicchati. All the conditioned things subject to change and disappear. So when you settle one issue, another issue will arise. When you settle one political issue in one country, somewhere else in the world, there will be another political issue. When you settle one problem, then in its place, another one can arise. Sometime back, we had SARS. When we found the solution for it, we got H1N1. Then afterwards, we got MERS. And that now we are having COVID-19. So in this way, it will go on. COVID-19 is not going to be the last virus in this existence, in this world. This does not mean we should not find the solutions to these problems. Definitely we have to find the solutions to these issues, but they are temporary solutions, not the ultimate solutions. Because the conditioned existence is subject to change and disappear. Secondly, material approach alone to problem of suffering is not accepted in the teachings of the Buddha, because even though material approach can reduce certain sufferings, but some other sufferings are created in the process. So today, we are facing new issues, new problems. Overpopulation, overconsumption, pollution of our environment, our water, air. And we are talking about increasing of the greenhouse gases, deforestation, global warming, the natural catastrophes, and all these disasters, and many other issues, drugs, violence, war, crimes, cyber crimes, many other such issues, and they are coming along, and more and more. So when you settle one issue, another one will arise. So through material development, when we find a solution to certain issues, and then some new ones will come. Under the modern way of material development, we have created new issues. So this is second reason why we don't accept the material approach to relieve suffering is not the ultimate. Thirdly, from the Buddhist point of view, we do not accept this as the ultimate solution for the reason the problem, the root of the human problems remain in human minds. As long as defilements are rooted in human mind, they are intact, and then we are bound to create this havoc. No matter how we manage to change our external world, and again, human beings will create many issues and problems because they are not free from hatred, ill will, jealousy, anger, cruelty, and many other defilements. So like a tree, even though we trim it, and this tree will again and again will grow as long as the roots remain undamaged. In the same manner, as long as human defilements remain in the human minds, and then material approach is not going to be the ultimate solution. The fourthly, Buddhism does not accept the material approach as ultimate solution, because materialism recognizes only present life. But Buddhism recognizes the problem of suffering is not confined only to the present life, but it goes beyond that. Suffering is to be understood in the cycle of existence, repeated existence. This is not the first life we are living, and this is also not the last life we are going to live. We will be born again and again. In this way, suffering will continue to exist. Now, what is the religious approach to relieve human suffering? Diametrically opposed to material approach comes the religious approach. Generally speaking, all the religions recognize human life is not perfect. Human life has got a lot of suffering. Old age, sickness, death, and many more sufferings. So the religions who offer the solution to the problem of suffering, specifically those theocentric religions, approach to the problem of suffering and give the solution, the ultimate solution, as going to heaven. So going to the heaven is the ultimate solution for the problem of suffering from many religious point of view. In the heavens, there is no old age, sickness, and death. Those who are born in the heavens, they live eternally. Whatever their wishes, all their wishes are fulfilled. Every desire is satisfied. So they live eternally, forever. So this is the approach of especially theocentric religions to the problem of human suffering. How to achieve the heaven life is, of course, through unquestioning faith or belief, through prayers, as well as upholding religious principles, basically keeping away from evil and cultivating good. Now, if we ask the question, why do human beings suffer? There might be different answers from different religions. Some of the religions point out, we suffer because of the wrongdoings of our ancestors. This is one approach, or this is one belief. And this belief is somewhat also similar to the concepts of original sin. Some others believe that we suffer because of our past karma. This is known as pubbe kata hetuvada, past action determinism. Some others point out, we suffer because of the will of the Creator, and this is known as issara nimmana hetuvada. And also, there are people who says that we suffer without a cause, without a reason, ahetu apachyavada. So in this way, if you ask the question, why human beings suffer, there might be many reasons, but most of these reasons are projected outwardly. Now, we come to the Buddhist point. Looking at from the Buddhist point of view, Buddhism does not accept that going to heaven is the ultimate solution. But Buddhism accepts heaven is a better place compared to human plane, because heavenly beings, they experience long life, beauty, more pleasure, they enjoy to a greater extent, and their bliss and happiness is greater than human beings. So heaven is a place to enjoy bliss and happiness. So there are many discourses where Buddha glorified the heavenly bliss and happiness. Buddhists are free to choose to be born in the heavens. In fact, all the practicing Buddhists, if you follow the path of the Buddha, and if you so wish, you will be born in the heaven, and you can be born in the heaven. So heaven is an ideal place to live with, but that's not immune to suffering. It's a temporary place. So now, while Buddhism accepts being born in the heaven is a temporary solution to the problem of suffering, Buddhism does not accept being born in the heaven as ultimate solution to the problem of suffering for these reasons. Firstly, divine beings are not totally immune to suffering. Divine beings are not free from greed, hatred, delusion, and other defilements. As long as these defilements rooted in the mind, they experience unhappiness. So divine beings, they have anger issues. They have stress, tension, agony, miseries, desires. They have all these things. So physically, even though they enjoy much more bliss, glory, beauty, power, and all these, but they are not immune to suffering. Secondly, we do not accept that the being born in the heaven is the ultimate solution for the reason heavenly lives are not permanent. From the Buddhist point of view, this is a temporary state. Those divine beings, after their karmic energy is over, they can be born somewhere else. So it is still conditioned existence. So, because of these two reasons, Buddhism does not accept going to heaven is the ultimate solution. Now, looking from the Buddhist point of view, what is the approach to relieve suffering? In fact, this is the main teachings of the Buddha. How to uproot the suffering is well explained by the Buddha. The teachings of Four Noble Truths deal with the problem of suffering. And this is the main teachings of the Buddha. Buddha recognized suffering not only related to present human life, but in related to birth and death cycle, to samsara. So we have suffered a lot in the past, and we will again and again born, and we will undergo suffering. We must remember one thing: when we call suffering, it does not mean there is no bliss and happiness and pleasure in life. Ultimately, these concepts are also under the word what we recognize as dukkha. Well, this is not the time to elaborate about that. Now, if we ask why human beings suffer, Buddhism recognizes it is because of human ignorance and human craving. The root cause of the problems is in our mind. We suffer because of our own ignorance and craving. But we do not have to continue to suffer because we have the ability to uproot these defilements perfectly and permanently. Once we uproot these defilements perfectly and permanently, that state is known as Nibbana, enlightenment. And how to do that is well explained in the Noble Eightfold Path. Here, we need to have understanding, then we need to practice, and then we need to realize. These are the three steps to achieve the end of suffering. Understanding the Dhamma is not alone. It must go hand in hand with practice. When it comes to practice, we need to develop great virtue and higher mind concentration and a great wisdom, insight. And these are developed through by following the Noble Eightfold Path through the development of ethical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties. Then when we realize the Nibbana, that is the inner transformation, and we can overcome suffering through uprooting the defilements and transforming ourselves to become enlightened human beings. Buddhism recognized that this is the ultimate solution to the problem of human suffering, for the reason because it tackled the issue from its roots and uproot the cause of human sufferings, which are the defilements. So this much is enough as a talk.